Sean.
Yeah.
I know you're on edge.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's have a stress relief session just for Sean.
Okay.
Let it all out, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
I can't, you guys. I can't let it out.
Let it out. Deep breath.
You know what I realized? I was sitting watching the Padre game, which usually relaxes me.
Yeah.
That's what I do to relax. And I realized that I was like this. Like watching like this. It wasn't even a stressful thing happening. I was just... And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tense.
You're tight right now.
All the time.
Can I try something? You're so tense. Can you just kind of lean forward a bit? Let me see, like, if I can... Oh my God. You have this...
Oh!
You have Rocco's helmet up.
I knew you had something up your...
Figured it out.
You're all tight and wound up, man.
Yeah.
Relax now.
Damn. Well, now we figured out the problem, and my butt feels a lot better. Theme song. We're back.
Okay, just a little bit of background. Windows Update kicked every streamer in the nuts this last week.
Still pissed.
And the program that we use, that if you noticed why it took 22 and a half minutes to play our theme song, is because this Windows Update just nuked every computer we use to stream. So,
Rocco, like a ton of people. Are you not wearing any pants tonight?
What?
I'm wearing pants.
What are those?
Short pants.
It looks like boxers.
I beg to differ, sir.
Looks like wearing lobster boxers. Like Red Lobster still boxers and you wore those.
No, they're just board shorts.
Okay, all right.
He's doing the California
look. It looks like you're in your underwear. Could we get like a walk? A fashion walk?
Well, Rocco's been tweeting with 311 members.
He's
living the Cali lifestyle.
Those are board shorts.
Wow,
okay.
Look at
I
Sean.
Like those.
Wow. Oh, you could sit Sean right on your lap. Wow.
Look at,
your calves,
can blast bro.
Him.
Hold on. Oh my God.
Wow.
Dude, your calves are so awesome. I want a zoom shot of that later, Brian. Okay. Save that.
Oh my God.
Careful.
Oh my God.
Hey, I've been asking where Kevin's had every Sunday off all year. And I'm going to say right now, we're making him soft. Because there's going to come a day where, all right, let's get Kev Cam back on the show. And you know that's not going
to
be an easy transition.
Won't be able to
He's
do
so
it.
Used to having nice Sunday dinners.
Rocco.
Yeah.
No cursing.
What? Aren't we?
How long are we in?
I don't know. I just.
It's 7 minutes.
Someone made a graph. They went through the last 100 podcasts.
Yeah.
And charted out who cursed within the first 5 minutes.
Can we pull that graph up? Is that available?
Well, Johnny can pull it up for us.
I was happy to be low there.
On the Tuesday stream. But I will say that I was far and away the biggest offender.
Yeah.
And I'm going to change that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna solve that problem.
I'm glad someone combed through every
big
podcast
cursor.
To know what all of us knew already.
Yeah, we already knew it was me.
There was no chance it was
anybody.
But
to see it, that was a wake-up call
for
me.
Yeah, sometimes you need to see the data.
I saw the data, and I was like, you know, I have a problem.
It's like on those shows where the person is 900 pounds because all they eat are French fries.
Yeah.
They don't realize they have a problem. Ooh, nice. Welcome to my library, everybody. They don't realize they have a problem until they have the dump truck pour a year's worth of French fries on their front lawn. It's like, this is how much you ate last year. That's what the graph was for Sean.
Waste. Yeah, it was.
You know, it was like all the curse words just poured on his front lawn. He couldn't ignore
it
anymore.
And then I thought, why the curse words? Like, why do I feel the need to say bad words?
Shock value.
I guess. Maybe I think it's funny, or maybe I just, you know.
I wonder that too sometimes. I was at my friend's house the other night having a session of Dungeons & Dragons. I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons. This is our second session.
Do you talk in that voice?
What?
Do you talk in that voice at the D&D sessions?
No.
Like an English character?
I found that I was getting really excited and having a good time, and I kept like laughing, and I was getting louder and cursing a lot. And my friend has like a 3-year-old daughter who was trying to sleep, and nobody said anything to me, but I kept feeling guilty, like, oh, am I waking up this kid by being like, yeah, smack that orc, you know, like coming through the walls and stuff.
Right.
Why do we curse when we get excited?
Me
and Sean have that problem. I don't know if about Rocco
and
Garrett.
Well, I do too. And when I get mad,
you're excited or when you're,
Just having fun, you know, cutting loose.
Yeah,
yeah.
You used to curse very sparingly, Rocco.
Yeah, I used to make a conscious effort.
But then he hung around me so much, yeah, and I rubbed like off on him. Years
ago. No, I just felt like I was... there were times I wanted to curse. I was so passionate. And then I just thought, I feel like I'm a person, like I'm pretending to be a human. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like, who is this guy who's pretending to talk a certain way? Why don't you just say
what you want to say?
Sure. So I was just like, all right, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, you know.
Dude, get it out. All
right, I'll say it!
And I used to really, like, save it for special occasions so it would mean more.
Yeah.
But now I just watch the Food Network and I'm looking at Guy Fieri eating a grilled cheese and I'm like, fuck yeah.
I like that. Fuck. I think that's healthier for your ego.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think anyone should have that power. When they say fuck, it like means more than the average person.
Yeah, I just that.
I was
like,
going by data rules. Like when Data says shit. In the Star Trek movie that was.
Yeah. Generations.
And it hits hard. Yeah. It's like, oh shit. And it's you know, it's like, whoa, Data said shit. I didn't know he's programmed to do that. You know?
It would be like if Dumbledore told Harry Potter, shut the fuck up.
But like, one fuck.
You'd have a whole chapter, like 10 pages, man, blank, because nobody, just Harry Potter was stunned.
In PG-13, you're allowed two fucks.
Yeah.
And it can't be like, I fuck you.
Yeah, it can't be the sex.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
It can't be that. It has to be like, this fucking guy, or this is fucking weird. And I just think they could have used that in Star Wars, man.
Save these it Disney for Luke.
These Disney Star Wars, they could have done that. Like, and this will be the end of the fucking Jedi.
No,
can you imagine if the Emperor said fuck in the
not
movie?
Only
that would have been sick.
Oh, hey, fuck!
Can I take this to the next level? Titanic was PG-13, and there were boobs.
Yeah,
thank God.
Oh, so Star Wars.
That was a whole thing because they were portrayed purely in an art.
I don't care. Star Wars can get artistic. That's cool with
me. They would have had to, like, Kylo Ren would have had to sketch Rey. You know,
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that scenario.
Can you imagine?
But something artistic.
I'm just thinking now, like, dude, they should have only had one fuck in the whole series, and it should have been the kid who, when Anakin was about to kill him, it was just like lights are like, oh fuck, and then that was the one fuck.
My
little kid said it.
Hard disagree.
Okay,
Anakin and Padme get married, and on their wedding night, he walks into the room. She opens her shirt. You see her boobs, and he goes, oh fuck!
Yeah,
that should have been.
How you make twins.
That should have been the whole package,
but
right
that's
there.
That's how you do it, because I mean, he becomes Darth Vader. So if somebody sees the movie and goes, "That's bad, he did that," George Lucas would be like, "Uh huh."
He's tempted.
He's Darth Vader.
Jedi's aren't even supposed to have sex.
Hey, that would have been the most real moment. Hayden Christensen would have won an Oscar for that acting. That would have been so real.
Not that that's not good, but I thought of it. I'm going to say at least equally good one.
Yeah.
All right. The same movie.
Yeah.
Is the Tusken Raiders never talk. That should have been the one thing. When Anakin's mom dies and he gets all berserk.
Yeah.
They should have gone, oh fuck.
Yeah, that would have been good.
I don't want to be sexist. Sometimes I'm sexist accidentally.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to be Hayden sees Padme's boobs. It goes both ways.
Sure.
You're not allowed to see a penis in a PG-13 movie.
Mm.
So we'll have to go man-ass. If penis was legal, we would go with that. But I'm totally fine. Padme walks in, sees Anakin's ass glistening, and she goes, oh, fuck. So it can go both ways.
Yeah.
Just clear the air.
I've realized during this quarantine where I've watched a lot of movies. And a lot.
Yeah.
And in the 80s... all PG movies had dudes' butts. That was just the thing.
Yeah.
You saw man ass
butt cheek, like
in
side.
All the kids' movies.
When I was a kid, I never understood what was so funny about a butt.
Yeah.
And I still don't. You know, mooning was a big thing.
Yeah.
And like kids used to moon each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Garrett moons people all the time, or at least he used to. And I always thought, like, yeah, that's your ass. We all saw it.
Let me tell you.
I won't do it anymore.
Let me tell you. I still go back and watch the indie man behind the scenes when Garrett put his asshole right against yeah. right against the glass and pulled the thing on Rockwell's face right there. Yeah. That is still funny. That yeah. like still
don't
gets me.
I remember that yeah. happening.
Oh, but you got to be careful now.
We'll have to look that up. It's Review good. The tapes.
It's good.
Can't go mooning in public. Like, I used to be a kid and I would put press ham on the window of my buddy's car.
Yeah.
Out the, a out lot the of passenger kids side. Did. And it was just mooning everyone down the street. And it's like, I think we'd get like locked up for
I
being
had
a,
at
like,
least three
indecent
friends.
Indecent exposure now.
Three friends when I was a kid who were serial mooners.
Wow.
These guys love to whip their ass out. Like any chance they could get. Nice. Welcome to my new office. I've been promoted.
Wow.
Today we'll be discussing serial mooners. Garrett was reminds me of a serial mooner, but yeah. It was a big thing, I guess, in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
But no
so,
longer.
So much fun, dude.
Who ruined it? That's my question.
I think like you get like a fucking sex offender
well,
claim
yeah,
against
you. Well, yeah, there was a girl
yeah,
I used to work with that. Was it Bam Margera? At Chili's yeah. who was a registered sex offender because she flashed people. And a cop saw, and she got...
She flashed, like, cars
she
or something,
was doing
right?
cars, yeah.
Wow.
And so
all
she was a
is,
registered sex offender.
I used to get flashed on the... Has anyone seen or been flashed on the freeway?
No. Never.
It happened, like, twice in my life, and it's one of the most amazing moments.
I think I would remember
You don't
that.
Believe it's happening. You're like, oh, look, they're talking to us. They're signaling us.
What do you do after that? Do you, like... How do you signal, like, pull over?
No, yeah. you just Let's enjoy. You just...
You just crash your car.
Almost.
Oh, shit. Oh, there's your fuck in Star Wars.
Yeah.
They flash the Millennium Falcon. I'm going to do the Kessel run into a... What the fuck? That's why the Millennium Falcon's all banged up.
All banged up.
I didn't see Solo. But
that might happen in it. We don't know.
No, the only time I was ever flashed was doing theater. There were a couple people that kept doing that.
That's awesome.
Off stage because they thought it'd be funny to mess me up.
Did it work?
No, I was really good in that play.
Yeah, dude, awesome. Rocco,
I knew every line.
He's a pro. You can't mess with a pro.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
You couldn't arouse Harlan.
All these girls
tried
to mess with me, and I was just like, nah, I'm a professional.
Be I'm gone. A professional. Yeah. I will not fall to your tricks.
I was like,
a man
I, dodged
is a
it. I dodged it like Sephiroth's sword.
Wow. Whoa.
Dude, now I see why they were flashing you so much.
Yeah, they thought they could take me down.
They were like, I heard this guy thinks our... titties are like Sephiroth's sword. Let's put him to the test, girls.
I was.
You think you're Cloud? Take this on. I don't know the fighting.
They would flash all kinds of stuff, and the second I'd look through and see that, I'd be like, nothing personal. Out of there. So.
Do you?
What a badass.
What if the girl from Total Recall who had three boobs flashed Tien from Dragon Ball Z. And he could do Triform technique.
Oh. He has
then it would suddenly go from one too many to just enough.
That'd be cool.
Match made in heaven.
Someone should write a fanfic about the chick
someone
from
has.
Total
somebody.
Recall. With Tien, though, specifically? From
somebody please make
How
a fanfic
that
on that.
I'd love it.
The only threefers in the whole world.
Yeah. You guys, I was looking through Spotify. I go there occasionally. I looked up podcasts, and I looked up gaming podcasts, and I hate to tell you this.
Well, don't tell me.
We're nowhere
what?
On that,
didn't we
on
just
that
sign
front
up?
Page.
I don't know if we're listed under gaming or comedy.
We're...
I don't know.
Point is...
Yeah.
We're not number one. Yeah. For years, have been saying we're the number one gaming podcast on the internet.
That's not the news.
And I just found out that's bullshit.
Oh, no.
That
we've been lying this whole time.
Unintentionally lying to our fan base for years. And I'm, frankly, a little disappointed in myself, but more so disappointed in the fans.
Oh, of course.
And this is why I called you in the office tonight.
Uh-huh.
Damn it. Why are we not number one? We're here doing the show every week. We're doing as much as we can.
Makes us look stupid.
No, and that's rude of me. I don't blame the fans. I don't blame anybody. But I do foresee a future where that will change. I'm putting that out there now. We're going to be on that front page. We might even make it to number one.
Yeah, we have the best production value of any of them, too.
Yeah,
they're all, like, doing Zoom calls still.
That's
look
the
what
thing
we
is,
got. We got this.
We have this. And I'm so proud of us for having this. But, you know, it's just the classic thing of, there I am. I was like, where am I in this?
You're a sandwich artist.
What can I get for you today? Would you like onion, lettuce, or tomato?
I can smell this image.
Would you like bell peppers or onions, pickles, black olives?
This looks like the Subway in an airport, too.
Oil, vinegar, salt, and pepper?
Get that vibe.
Cheese, would you like American, provolone?
Yeah.
There is no cheese on a diet Subway sandwich. Somebody teach this asshole how to cook.
Footlong seafood and crab,
yeah,
sir.
Somebody said that to me at Subway.
Oh, no.
Would you like to add guacamole for $1.75 extra? Anyways, you know, you look at us and it's like people are going to copy us and then they're going to get the credit for it. I saw the thing on, there's a Twitch stream of a jar of peanut butter and people are talking about that. Like, this is revolutionary. And it's a stupid idea that we've already done. So why are we so great?
Yeah.
God.
Why are we so great?
I don't know.
I stay awake at night thinking, asking myself that.
Be like, instead of coming up with the good ideas, we should just be redoing the other people's ideas.
And then saying that we started it.
Taking the success, and then we'd be ninja.
Because they're taking our success. And now the peanut butter stream is huge.
Yeah,
who doesn't? Who's not talking and tweeting about the peanut butter stream?
No, you know, Sean, we could be the guys who made $1 billion off of peanut butter streaming.
God.
I think we did all right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We made it. There's so much to be made there, and we blew it.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, if you could be Ninja or PewDiePie, who would you rather be?
Good question.
Ooh, good question. I think I would go with Ninja.
Nice.
You'd
say that.
Yeah, I don't, because I've just heard a lot of negativity about PewDiePie.
Well, there's that whole bridge over.
Is there bad stuff about Ninja? I don't know about that.
Absolutely not.
If he's rich, they're bad. They're both bad.
Yeah. I heard he's a real pleasure to be around. So.
I believe both of them are just misunderstood artists and.
Yeah.
And
So they're good.
I was on a live show where Ninja was the next guest.
Mm.
Oh, really?
And it, when they brought him in, it was like the Men in Black were ushering in a new weapon.
That's
or something.
Sick.
Like they like there were dudes in suits like
noisy
like cricket. Oh, Ninja doesn't want this here. Oh, you put this keyboard here. It needs to be over here. You need to be. I mean, it was like a level of ridiculous. It was
that
like,
sounds cool.
They were preparing us like the Beatles were coming in. It was like
I would never want that much attention on me, but I don't think those guys even have that control. I think it gets so big that, and I've heard both of them are very.
I'm not dogging on him. I didn't meet him. But,
I've heard they're both nice.
Have you? You know, people that have worked I will with say them. That there have been moments where we are treated very well. We go to a convention or whatever, and then like we have a handler who like clears the elevator for us, and I just want to be like, oh, I don't need that. That's very nice that you're willing to do this for me, but I'm not important enough for that. You know, like maybe that was how he feels, where it's like, oh, you didn't need to do that. I could have moved my own keyboard, but okay, thank you. You know? Maybe.
I miss being handled.
Do you?
I like the aspect of not having to look at the time or worry about being late for something.
Yeah.
That would just let you know, hey guys, in a half hour, you gotta be here for this. Yeah, okay, thanks again. I'll let you know in 10 minutes before we'll leave.
I like it. I think the only time that I don't is that I'm like, I'm good at remembering that stuff. Like, I know my schedule. And sometimes I'm with, some handlers at some events don't deal with guests that are not good at that. Or maybe they party too hard or whatever. Because sometimes I have handlers that are like, okay, well, just so you know, you have a thing in an hour. And it's like, I know, I'm ready now. Like, I'm good. And are you sure? I mean, and it's like, everything's fine. It's all good. But then I hear about the other guests that they've worked with, and it's like, oh, that sounds like a pain in the ass. So
I've loved all of our handlers. I don't think we've ever had a bad handler.
No, I don't think so either. I feel like we make friends with them.
Well, they realize we don't need a lot of handling.
Yeah, I feel we are really low maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We definitely are.
Yeah.
Definitely. All of our handlers are like surprised at how hands-on we are with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need anything. We travel freely, like just walk amongst the crowds at conventions or wherever we are. Yeah. And
we're not trying to score coke at 2 a.m.
Even when we went to Armageddon Expo in New Zealand. And, you know, they had like bigger people there, like bigger celebrities and us, but they treat everyone the same. So we are treated the same, you know, as the guy who's Lucius Malfoy. It's like, we're not Jason Isaacs. We're just, we make internet videos, but, you know, like,
Sean says that on a daily basis to people. I'm not Jason Isaacs.
I don't need like the seas parted for me to walk through to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't care about any of that. Like, no one cares about me. No one cares, you know?
Yeah. I do think we are lower maintenance than a lot of the people who they request certain things, and we're just like, I don't know.
I think that there are celebrities that are super famous and they need a lot of security.
Yes.
And a lot
of
handlers.
That's understandable.
And then there are people who think they are super famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they need a lot of handlers and a lot of security because then you'll have a bitch on your hands if they don't get it.
And it is someone who no one has ever heard of, and they are like demanding all these things, and they like put on a disguise to walk the show floor. It's
and
like,
nobody cares.
No one cares.
I feel like we see these people all the time, and we don't care. And then pictures will come out online of us together, and my phone will start blowing up like, holy shit, you're with so-and-so? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they'll be like, I saw them in a photo, and they were wearing a green jacket. I was like, oh, yeah, I am with that person. Holy shit, you know? And they'll be like, that person does this and that. Whatever, but... Yeah.
Eat My Ass Gaming.
Exactly. And we love Eat My Ass Gaming. But we're not that kind of person, and we often get these handlers that are expecting that.
Sure.
So it's a relief when it's like, no, we're just a couple of dudes. My mom used to call me and all my friends country bumpkins, which is hilarious.
That's just weird.
I don't know why she... My mom's from New York City, so I guess I compared to that. We're growing up in San Diego, we're country bumpkins.
I see.
I can't remember if I brought this up before, but I've never experienced anything in my life like walking through the lobby of SGC with JonTron. Because I recorded a thing for my personal channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With him, and I couldn't... He needed security. He didn't have it. And I've never seen anything like that. People were just... Imagine people chasing down the Beatles, but they're all... Imagine that same kind of crowd chasing after someone, except they're all yelling about a guy's parrot.
Oh my God!
It was like I've never seen anything reference. Like this. I was like, oh my God! But
he didn't need security. He handled it.
Yeah. It was terrifying.
As best as he could.
It was terrifying.
Really terrifying.
Speaking of terrifying, Goku like moved. There's like you can't see it, but there's Goku on a shelf over here, and it just like moved by itself.
You have like possessions going on?
Well, it's on a stand, but it's like a weirdly wedged into it, and it looks like it looked like it just... Like, I just said JonTron's name and it got possessed.
Well, we do think the studio is haunted
still.
The
ghost of JonTron is
ghost
in
Tron.
This studio.
We tried to exorcise the demons with Derek's Ouija board, but I don't think that worked. And there's been some shit going on lately that I think...
Hmm. All right, let's take a temperature. Who thinks this studio is haunted? Let's go down the table.
I definitely do.
You do? You really do?
I've been here late at night and things happen. Like, it sounds like an entire bookshelf falls on... Like the floor above, like I'll be in the editing room and the floor above us, it sounds like the entire room crashed down. And then I go up and nothing's moved.
Oh my God. Like what? That sounds so scary.
What is that? Yeah.
How, like late at night when you're here by yourself?
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, I will.
Well, other times, are people here with you or is it not late at night?
No. I mean, just at night, if I'm here by myself, I hear weird shit.
Interesting.
Whenever I am here by myself late at night, which is rare, I am a little nervous.
You feel a presence?
I don't feel a presence, but I do feel nervous about something. But that is who I am, I guess.
Yeah.
This sounds right on par with me.
I don't worry.
When I come here, if it's late at night, I live the closest to the studio. So sometimes I will run here for stuff for my house. You know, like if I need a table for something in my backyard, I'll just run here and pick it up. So sometimes I'm here late at night. I will make a lot of noise. I don't feel comfortable like walking through here too quietly.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I am scared that if I don't make noise, I will hear a noise.
Oh, you're a creep. Right.
And I will shit my pants.
Yep. Definitely.
And so I just kind of whistle to myself or I sing or I hum or just knock on stuff and bang on stuff.
I play podcast. If I'm walking around here at night and looking for stuff, I'm playing podcasts.
Yeah.
I got
and
my
I
phone
think on some
full
subconscious
volume.
Level too. I think if there is an entity or spirit here, it's me trying to be friendly.
Let me tell you, I have all the music turned off because I want to know. Like, I don't want to, like, just be surprised by a person or something like that. Like, I want to, you're saying that you, like, listen to things so it's loud and you can't tell if someone's around the corner and they, like, jump out at you?
I don't listen to things that loud. I just have a constant background thing.
Just so I don't hear the creak or the little bump in the night kind of thing. Because this building's old as hell.
Yes.
So there are these noises. There's also tenants nearby and connected to us.
Yeah, and I'll be honest.
They'll make bumps.
I think a big thing... None of us here, I'm going to say, completely know the layout of this building. We know our section, and we generally have an idea of the other parts of this building because of our neighbors and the stores around us. But we don't actually know what is around us at any given time. Like, what's below us on this stage? We don't know. We're not on the first floor here, so... Yeah, we don't know who might be or what might be where.
And I will also say that, like, the layout of this studio, like, obviously we know it now very well. But at first, it's kind of like the Winchester house, you know, where it's like 10,000 hallways that lead to nothing and a million little doors that go to a quarter that end for some reason. And it doesn't make sense. Like, the whole design of this place is crazy.
Because it's been added on so many times.
Yeah. It is funny because, like, we're in here and I don't think there's anybody or anything below us. But I have talked to our neighbors, and they are that like they are in rooms beneath,
right under us, right
where
now.
We are, and they've told me like, dude, I don't know what you guys are doing up there, but I hear the craziest shit. I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. Oh my god, it sounds like people getting murdered.
And it's like we haven't been there in 2 weeks.
And then he told me all that, and I was like, yeah. And then I got in my car and left, and I thought, I never answered him one way or another when he said he thought he heard someone murdered. Like, I never went like, oh, you. I just went,
don't tell
it. Because it was just surprising to me that he heard all that, and I had no answer. So, anyway, so they probably think.
A lot of places to hide a body here.
People have been here longer than us. They say it's haunted, right?
The day we moved in, the lady was like, hey, just so you know, your place is haunted. For sure.
I think there may or may not be some kind of weird quantum entanglement. I don't understand, but I don't think it can physically affect me.
Now, Kevin is into that.
I don't think it can hurt me, though.
No, I asked Kevin. He says it's not haunted because wants that too bad, and he says he's not that lucky. So
we need to get our friend Andrew down here.
He's lost in the sauce, dude. Like he needs to like put PT on and turn the lights off.
I'm telling you,
choke himself with a belt and like all this stuff.
Let me tell you, can I say
just to feel anything?
We had some filmmakers here, a big gathering of local filmmakers.
Yeah.
And I've said this on the podcast before, so I won't waste everybody's time. One of the people there claimed to have psychic capabilities, claimed to have psychic powers.
Mm.
And she said this place was very haunted, big time.
Mm. Yeah.
That was what she said.
Yeah.
I would love maybe we get her back in here sometime.
Glad you.
One-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
And we do a video tour with her, and we basically say, like, all right, give us a reading of this place.
Yeah.
Tell us.
She claims to be psychic.
She claims to be psychic.
Okay.
There are so many little closets to this place that I was looking for something the other day, and I went into a place that I forgot even existed in the studio, and I thought, I don't think we've opened this door since we first moved in. Like, who knows what could have fucking been in this place? Like, it's... Yeah, we got to take her through this whole thing. She got to go through every little corridor. And
it's like the people under the stairs
here. We might have to look into that, but yeah, stay tuned. We're going to get to the bottom of this one way or the other. We're going to get a definitive answer. Is this place haunted?
God.
What do you
think?
Is
this place actually haunted, or is it our imagination?
What do you think, Rocco?
Yeah. Ooh, stimulating.
Yeah.
And you know, this could all come to a crux on Halloween night, you know, when the lining between our two dimensions is the thinnest.
Does this have a cutoff? It does not.
That's what happens. Mm. It's the spectral lining is so thin on October 31st.
Really?
That, you know, things can pass back and forth.
Oh, my. Is that?
Doors that swing both ways. ACDCs. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I know what you're saying now.
Like the kitchen door in Full House. You know what I mean?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was never sure of that stuff until that ghost cooked my phone. At
my god,
David Jaffe's old office.
Yeah,
I wish I was there for that.
Yo, that room is haunted. Don't go in there. I'm gonna go in there, film it with my iPhone. Cross the threshold, phone bricks. All right.
And then our camera that was recording also bricked.
Yep.
At the same time.
All right. Well,
what
is surreal. Okay. See ya.
EVP, electronic
magnetic pulse.
I don't know. I don't. EMP.
I think that could have been the coincidence. Jury's still out.
Both okay, but here's the thing.
Devices?
Yeah, that's a coincidence. I mean, you're right, Derek. I agree with you. But also, it's like he said, that room is haunted. We went, no, it's not. And then went in there.
The
and
moment.
A weird fucking thing happened. So I don't know.
The moment maybe, we crossed the threshold, electronics dead. Well, That's it for me tonight, guys.
Maybe there's a scientific explanation, though. Like, there's some kind of magnetic field where the building's wired in a weird way.
Maybe that's why people think that room is haunted.
Yeah, because it always bricks electronics.
That also is a very old building.
Yeah, and four people just mysteriously happened to die in that room. It's probably related to the
electronic
thing.
It's a very old building. That means... your iPhone should die in your pocket when you walk through.
Yeah, exactly.
I was holding it.
There's a reason they didn't have iPhones back then.
That's true.
Think about it.
Those old buildings couldn't handle.
I remember there was one time I was driving around. I was somewhere in Long Beach, and I was driving at night, and like all the electronics in my car, like when I was in my car, all the electronics
went off.
Even things that weren't connected. Like the electronic panel in my car and like my phone.
That's alien abduction shit.
Right? It happened to stuff that was not even tethered to each other.
That's what happens in the X-Files whenever you get abducted.
All my electronics stopped and restarted. And I swear to God that happened. It was like 10 years ago. And I was like freaked out. I pulled over like, what the fuck?
You pulled over? You stopped? Because they're going to come get you that way.
I was in a neighborhood. Okay. Well, I just didn't know what had happened. I was using GPS to look around, and that stopped, and that everything
LBC
turned off. But then my phone wasn't even hooked up to the car, and that...
Do you remember that time
it was
were
like
driving
an EMP, seriously.
Home from seeing Tim and Eric live, and that blue light we saw? Like,
yes.
It was like so bright. Yeah. We just went to go investigate. We couldn't figure out what it was, but it looked like the whole... It looked like it was a floating orb in the sky. It was crazy.
Was it on the 5 freeway coming home?
Yeah, forever.
And we just
Pendleton.
We kept getting closer and closer and closer, but it would stay as far away from us.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird.
But they do some experimental like aircraft testing and shit, I'm sure, right off the Camp Pendleton military base right there.
I guess.
I want to know what the fuck. Hey, are aliens real? Did Tom DeLonge confirm that or what?
Whoa, I thought the CIA or the FBI or someone gave us those like declassified things last month.
Yeah, they did. And then, you know.
I didn't look into that, though.
The Tic Tac machine.
We never heard about it.
Tic Tacs.
Do you remember in the 90s that event over Arizona where it was all those like
triangles.
Unified lights?
Yeah.
We never got the answer to that either. Aliens. What's the deal? What's the deal there? I wanted to say they're real, but, you know, part of me thinks maybe they're not.
Ghosts,
aliens. I'm fucking
aliens.
Conflicted.
This has been a heavy subject-loaded podcast.
That one caught right off guard.
Did everyone just give up on Area 51?
Yeah.
Like, are we not? Did we?
They stormed it.
Oh, let's storm it. No, we kind of didn't. That's it?
They had a party.
Try again?
They stormed it, and now COVID exists. So how did that happen?
Yeah.
See?
They shut that shit down.
Well, now's the best time to do it, because... No, I don't really have any data to back that up.
Yeah, you don't.
But it seems like it's 2020. Why not? Just throw it. Just see if it sticks.
And if they show an alien, who cares? Like, we got bigger fish to fry. Just show it. Didn't they?
Wouldn't that unify everyone? Republicans, Democrats.
You know, Garrett, I thought, no.
Blacks, whites, everyone would come together.
They need
harmony.
To watchmen that shit and drop an alien in the middle of the city.
That's,
like, hey, everyone's divided. Check this out. Here's Paul.
What?
He's an alien.
Yeah, the alien comes down and goes, yo, I got your vaccine you wanted. Here you go.
Dude, but what if the alien was black?
That'd be awesome.
It would just add a whole new layer to all the shit we're going through.
Then the racists have all these things to say.
Fucking exactly. Now we have this debate.
They're gray, dude. It's like in the middle. It's a mix.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Then we have this debate.
And we don't need that right
now. No more debates.
No more debates.
No more fucking debates. Seriously.
Please, no more debates.
Stop debating. If we say something on this show, that's it.
Yeah.
No more debates.
Oh, that kind of
debate.
Please.
Yeah.
Peanut gallery debates. I got you.
Stuff would be a lot easier if you just stopped debating. You get your own podcast, I won't debate you. But on this show, you don't debate us.
Derek's word is law.
All of our word is law. So
I back you, though. I'm still backing you, Derek, for president.
You should back me, Derek, for president. I'm still firm. My number one policy platform, you can shop at Walmart. That's fine. Mm. Every time you shop at Walmart, you cannot vote for the next 3 months. And yes, it adds up. If you go to Walmart every day after about a week, you ain't voting for the next year.
And you did it to yourself.
And you
it's
know
your
what?
Fault.
I literally, that's a joke I made that I never forgot. Every time I go to Walmart, I think to myself,
like, yourself, I got 3 months.
Be like, I cannot vote for 3 months. That's fine. I'll get this extension cord.
It's worth it.
Yeah. See, but sometimes it'd be like, I don't know, I've been going there a lot. I like, do I want to renounce my right to have an opinion?
Yeah, do I need this figure so bad?
I think if you go to, fundamentally, there's something true to that joke. If you go to Walmart too much, your opinion should be less valuable. Right, like, because your you're just really relying on Walmart for your life.
Well,
so
yeah, everything else is closed.
Like, you don't
COVID.
Have that much of fucking, excuse, pardon my French, you don't have that much of a discerning taste if you're going to Walmart very often.
There are some places that's like the only store.
Yeah, that's the
Amazon.
Only place a lot of people
oh,
can
Oh, wait,
shop.
We're, not, we're not supposed to use Fair Amazon, enough. Right?
See, I don't know.
But get out of those places and we'll consider your opinion a little more.
Well, Jeff Bezos is rich, so he's therefore bad and evil, and I thought we were not supposed to use Amazon anymore.
Let me make a valid point. In those areas where Walmart is pretty much the only thing,
yeah.
Those areas are not getting exposed to a lot of different viewpoints or cultures to begin with.
Mm.
Everybody in those areas basically have the same opinion to begin with. So we don't need all of them to voice their opinion. We get it. You all think the same thing.
Mm. Okay.
In those areas where you can't go to Walmart, then you have, you know, differing opinions. That's my take on it. This, hey, if you don't support me, don't vote for me.
You don't vote for Derek if you don't
Derek
support
Costa,
him.
Derek Costa, 2024. You
firm but fair. Sure.
I shop at the Woolworth.
I wish I would have got, you know, because we've been joking about Derek Acosta for president for years. I am legally eligible to run for president in 2020.
Yeah.
And we should have got the campaign going.
Oh, we blew it.
We blew it. But by the next one, I'm going to do a real campaign.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And I'm
going
to try to get
into
the debates.
That would be good.
I will say some shit that will spin these fucking politicians' head like a fucking top.
I mean, you just mentioned your Walmart policy, and that's already going to make them scratch their heads. So I'm curious.
They're just streaming it from like some dude's living room. Like, I'm sure we could crash the debates and like throw you in, Derek.
I found out one of the guys from, you guys remember Lining Up TV? We talked about them.
I do remember Lining
Up
TV.
They were our Comic-Con neighbors years and years ago.
Good friends from way back.
One of those guys like helped, like ran the DNC.
What?
The stream that they did, you know? They like ran that.
Like Mission Control.
I saw the guy who ran it from his living room with his shoes off.
I saw that too.
Was it that guy?
It was. I mean, it was a couple people, but he was one of them.
He was one of those dudes.
But it wasn't that guy.
I was blown away by that.
Was it that guy?
I didn't see, I don't know.
It wasn't that guy. Confirmed, people. It wasn't that guy.
It was.
Everybody out there knows the photo.
That guy would
about.
Never show feet.
But yeah, I was like blown away by that. I had no idea.
We got that capability right now. I mean,
why didn't they call us? Why are we always the last
on
the list?
Rocco didn't see that photo. Guys, I just got promoted again.
Wow.
And we're not done. You won't believe.
Dude, from
where
the
we're going
office
after this.
To the Oval Office.
Rocco didn't see that photo, but Sean and I did, and maybe a lot of you saw it, but the director of the DNC ran the whole thing from his living room with like two TVs and you know, a mixing board and like a Walmart folding table, and it didn't look very different from the setup we have here for our podcast.
Derek, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, this image looks like we could do this.
Yeah,
we
I have was that really equipment. Like, I don't know, what's the word? I didn't feel proud of us because we didn't do anything, but I felt like... You know, I felt like just in the industry, you know, I just kind of felt proud for streamers everywhere. We went from being scoffed at who are these streamer guys to now we're the mainstream, streaming from his living room.
Exactly it, Derek, because when streams started, everyone like poo-pooed it. It's like, oh, yeah, go on television. You know, get a real thing. What is this internet streaming bullshit?
Oh, you're going to use something called
Justin
TV?
No one took it seriously. No one. And now everyone's forced to use it, and they're going and using our techniques that we honed and we perfected. And now they're using it because they have to. And it's like, yeah, you fuckers. Look at us. We rule. Thank you.
Are you talking about Joe Biden?
No, I'm talking about just everyone. I'm talking about Jimmy Fallon and his
talking about that peanut butter
shit. Like,
yeah, but they didn't even do Jimmy. The late night talk show people phoned it in, man. They didn't even
still
do
doing it.
They didn't even do our setup. No, Jimmy Fallon's in the studio now.
Oh, is he?
But they were setting up like iPhones and stuff. It's like, what are you doing? You're not even gonna try.
I'm telling you, like they wished it could be us. Jimmy Fallon wishes he was me.
Yeah,
but he's not.
I'm
sorry,
sure
Jimmy.
He does.
Sorry about your shit life.
Jimmy Fallon is so nice.
Yeah, he laughs. He laughs a lot.
Well, he laughs a lot because he drinks a lot. And that's a lubricant.
Whoa.
It's a social lubricant, Sean.
Garrett, you don't know.
Well, it's a Hollywood secret. It's out.
Well, you don't let the cat out of the bag.
I'm spilling beans here, man. I've got no gods, no masters tonight.
We don't know that.
I'm free as a bird.
This is a commemorative memorial podcast, and we're going to keep it positive.
Yeah, I need you to talk shit. Although I don't like Jimmy Fallon, don't talk shit on him.
Then why are you defending him?
I don't know.
You signed with me. Like I thought you were my ride or die.
All the pandemic stuff exposed how bad the late night shows are. Like, I feel like, yeah, they're all like, oh, it's just me on my own. And it's like, yep, none of it funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I go back and I look at older clips of late night shows, and I just think, maybe these were never good. I was just a different person. You know, I look at old clips of like, Johnny Carson, and I feel like, well, this is, like...
That's dated.
But then they're still doing that now. It's just wholesome stuff, you know?
I was never a regular watcher of anything. Not Coco, not a fucking...
No.
Maybe does The Daily Show count when it first started? When it first started with Craig Kilborn, was that like a late night?
Yeah.
They didn't have guests, though. So
They had guests.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess they just weren't like very big.
But you know... but I never watched a true... Yeah. You know, ABC, NBC,
I like
CBS
late night shows because
NBC.
I like old things. I get a kick out of old things. And they're a remnant of old school television where it's just two people having a conversation and the camera's there and you're just going to listen to them. I actually hate kind of the comedy and the attempts at comedy. I like just watching two celebrities talk, you know, when Jimmy Fallon interviews Hugh Jackman. I like hearing what's going on in Hugh Jackman's life. So for that, I think the late night talk shows are kind of interesting, kind of valuable.
I just feel like there isn't a good interviewer now. You know, like David Letterman's show got like painfully unfunny for the last, I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
But I feel like he was still a good interviewer.
Yeah.
And I feel like Howard Stern is still a good interviewer. That's not
yeah, but Howard
show.
Stern
he gets
has this,
unlimited amount
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, he gets
too,
like hours.
So. Yeah,
like
so that's
David
not fair
Letterman
to
has 10 minutes and he's talking about their movie that no one gives a thank you.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck about.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like apples.
But like Jimmy Fallon is like having them like make funny noises.
I was just thinking about how NBC in general is really like turn your brain off stupid. They don't, between the Tonight Show and the Today Show
SNL.
And American Ninja Warrior, it is all just like fluff content. You know, Jimmy Fallon is interviewing people, but it's all like, ha, 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 tell me something funny your kids did today. Then we go to the Today
Show.
Yeah, and it's the same thing, but it's just a morning version. Oh my God, did you see what the kids did this morning? And then American.
And then you watch Ellen, and it's the same. It's,
yeah, and then
CIA propaganda.
And then American Ninja Warriors. Wow, guys, tonight we're going to do some cool stuff. It's going to feel good. Yeah, we're champions. And yeah, like it's never just like real thoughtful, like, you know, like you say, just like a good interview. Just find somebody, an interesting topic.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the news. They have the nightly news.
But I will say that we've all kind of agreed that television, for the most part, just sucks.
Yeah.
So
why go backwards, man?
And I think that's the reason why, because it's a lot of like fluffy content.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It really sucks. There hasn't been like a really provocative new like the networks have so much money. And all these resources, and they're not putting anything out that's like really like.
And but you know what? You're right, Rocco. And they're being annihilated by
streaming.
HBO and Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah, and they'll all say like, "Well, yeah, those networks they don't have any limitations, and they could do whatever they want." And it just sounds
that's
lazy.
A better product.
Yeah, it's lazy.
It's like, oh, we can't do nudity or curse words, so nothing will work. You know, like
you know.
I don't
and
know.
And also, why?
These networks aren't even
because
trying to do anything that competes with nudity or curse words, which is okay. But they're really going for, I think they're going too wholesome, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that would be my argument. Because I don't really have a problem with wholesome, but it gets to a point where it's just too much. Like, I get it.
They probably have to stay wholesome just because, like, you pay for cable so they can be racy. But
and
that's over the air still if you have a digital antenna.
All I would love, really, is just one show. Just a late night talk show where it's like, hey, we're just going to, you know. I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record.
We're going to say shit.
we're gonna say shit on tonight's
like data.
Show.
And we're going to say shit within the first 5 minutes of our show because we're not going to lose ad revenue that way.
Yeah. Sorry, Clorox.
Yeah. We're going to say
get used to it.
Fuck.
Video games. You guys been playing any?
Well, can I get some? I need to do a mandatory plug.
Yeah, plug them on in.
Everyone watching this, thank you for watching. And I want to invite you and I want to entice you to check out shop.mega64.com. Pick up some of the best stuff you can find. We actually restocked our face masks this last Friday, but they're sold out. They just sold out. So I really was looking forward to promoting that. But guess what? You guys liked them too much. Why'd you do that?
Do you think we got to get some more?
No.
Oh, that's it. Sorry.
No, we'll see. Everyone let us know. If you never got one, by all means let us know.
I went to Roundtable Pizza today, and the guy working was wearing a 64 mask.
Wait,
and I was like, hell yeah, dude, nice mask. And he's like, thanks, you too. And he's like, oh, you got the shirt too, man. You're representing. I'm like, I am, but I don't think he knew.
Wait, you mean Aaron?
What?
The guy at the pizza place. You talking about Aaron?
I don't think so.
Hey, Sean, my name is Aaron, and I was the employee at Roundtable Pizza Sunday morning. I had a suspicion that was you, but I didn't want to assume that you weren't just a fan. I felt pretty stupid once I looked up the order history. I've been working here for 15 years. Wow. I've been a fan of yours and the crew for longer still. I'm sure I would have been too nervous to say this in person anyway, but I can't thank you guys enough for all the joy you've brought me this whole time. When you defended Roundtable Pizza against Derek on the podcast over 10 years ago, I tried to get my boss at the time to send you guys a VIP pass, but he never got back to me.
Oh.
I also can't thank you guys enough for having these masks made. At the beginning of this pandemic, so many things were up in the air, but since I got my merch mask, I've been much more at peace. It's the only mask I trust now, so I wear it every shift and clean it thoroughly every night. I guess that's all I wanted to say, but thank you for supporting us. Thank you for protecting and entertaining us, and I hope the pizza was a moment of happiness for you and your family as well. Faithfully, what? Aaron.
Aaron!
What? Is that the one we always go to, Sean?
No, different one, but Aaron shouts out. Well, I guess he knew who I was after all. Thank you, Aaron. And it was good pizza. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, I got to go to Roundtable now. I just
got that email like 2 minutes ago.
Wow.
I saw that
Aaron,
before
I
want to
be part of the VIP thing because your pizza is delicious, but man, Roundtable is expensive.
Yeah, they get there, but you get like a good, you know, wombo combo or something. I mean, it's worth it.
I love Roundtable. I do love it. Wow. Well, there we go.
That's great, Aaron.
Anyway, shop.mega64.com is a great place to get stuff. We always have a 64-hour special. And tonight we had some overstock of a shirt that we did a little earlier this year, the Team Timbo shirt.
Mm.
We have that available. It's just left over from when we did a limited run. That's actually the new take on the Timbo graphic.
It's like there we go.
But anyway, we just have a few of them. So if you never got one, we're just clearing them out. We just have a few. So pick those up, shop.mega64.com. And check out patreon.com/mega64 as well, where we've always got new stuff. We have a new episode of the Movie Club that is going up tonight.
What we watch?
With The Public Enemy.
The Public Enemy.
Then Sean and Garrett played a bunch of Super Nintendo games. That just went up earlier. Mm-hmm. You guys played Wayne's World and Home Improvement on Super Nintendo.
We were doing movie and TV show tie-ins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trying to prove a theory.
For a second, when you said movie related, I started thinking, did Home Improvement get a movie? That would have been awesome.
Oh, that they weren't good games.
Yeah, the theory is that they're terrible. That they're always rushed to be released at the time.
You can't get past the first level.
Unless it's based on an animated property. Because those games are pretty good.
Yeah, we did play a Batman the Animated Series game.
Yeah, if it had to come out on a movie's release, you know it was rushed and it's trash. But some that came out during a show's run, it could have come out in the middle of season 4. So they got to take their time with it. Those ended up being better.
Like the Lost game, they put that out of around season 3. So they really took their time mastering it.
The Banyan Trees
looked perfect. Well, you're talking Super Nintendo. You have like Aladdin, Lion King.
Yeah, those are good.
Lion King good?
You know what? Super Star Wars is impossible, Brian.
It's hard.
Aladdin's so hard. Good, but I don't have memories of Lion King being good.
Lion King's hard, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I beat it when
Aladdin's
I was a
lot
kid.
Easier Damn, than those like 2 years. Old.
Wow.
So. But, like, all the JBL or JLN, like, Marvel games, like the Wolverine ones were terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did they even have a Wolverine movie back then?
No, it would just be like a tie-in
to a comic book.
I remember playing Maximum Carnage a lot. Yeah. I liked Maximum Carnage.
Superman 64, oh, god awful. E.T., the movie, the worst video game in history, was rushed to be released, you know, during the movie's release.
What do you think is the actual worst game? I guess we segued into talking about games, but what is the worst game you've ever played? Like, you actually, like maybe you bought it or someone got it for you, and it's like...
The Last of Us. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you for bringing this up. I have been waiting for years to talk... No, I'm just kidding. I never played The Last of Us. I don't know. Worst game is tough because you probably didn't spend a lot of time playing it.
No, but, like, maybe you... I think it always, for me, it comes down to, like, I actually bought it. You know, it's not, like, something I played for 5 minutes at E3. Like, this sucks. But, like, something I bought, and it was like, oh, my God. Yeah,
something you really suffered through, and you're like, why am I doing this?
Or like, whoa, I got ripped, you know? And for some reason, the thing that always pops into my head is that Ghostbusters NES game. That Ghostbusters on NES is such a misinformed piece of shit. And I was so excited to get it, and then it's like, wait, I'm driving around. Is it the Ghostbusters logo or something? I have to drive to.
No instructions, and it barely makes sense when you look up online how to play
and
now.
And you have to get gas.
Yeah,
like you're driving, and you have to get gas. Oh, it was so bad. That and I remember was it Who Framed Roger Rabbit or was it Dick Tracy? One of those NES games, too, was, like, insufferable.
That Ghostbusters cart was terrible, but I was so obsessed as a kid with that franchise that I played that probably more than anything. I remember there was a Back to the Future NES game that was pretty good, but I didn't really understand how to play it. Yeah. But I think the worst game I had experiences with was for PlayStation called One. O-N-E.
Oh.
You remember?
Yeah.
It was like a side-scrolling, like, brawler shooter.
No.
It was just...
I vaguely remember.
I really had a hard time with it, and I really, really ended up disliking it. I still have it, too. I never got rid of it.
Yeah, I barely... I keep in my head, I'm confusing it with Oni. Wasn't that a early Bungie game or something?
I don't know. This was a... It said... It was like a gray case... And it said One in red letters. And you were like a little sprite of a dude. I think you maybe had like a gun arm or something. And you kind of side-scrolled through the environments. And it was shit.
I really think mine is a Super Star Wars game. Like, I can't ever get past the first level. Like, that is... I was so mad as a kid about that. I don't know.
Yeah, I just remember that Ghostbusters game was a return to Toys R Us, like begging. Like, I know you don't do returns on these, but like, please take this back.
Dude,
and they did.
We had voice when you started the game.
We
though.
Got a refund.
Nice.
I already had Bases Loaded, and that had voices.
So you were good.
Did you ever play that, Sean?
No.
Oh, you didn't
play
NES.
I played Bases Loaded.
No, NES was. I didn't have one of those. Well, my friend did, and every time I went to his house, I'd play it, but it was, our first console was Super Nintendo.
Yeah, Bases Loaded was the first game I ever played that had voice stuff in it. It was like,
it sounded so bad.
I love you guys. I'm tired of this pandemic shit.
Me too. What was your worst game, Derek?
This pandemic game?
Oh, the game of life?
Game over.
Well, what happened? Did you have a breakdown?
Only gamers will get this. I'm ready for coronavirus to be game over.
Oh!
Where are my gamers at?
Who on Twitch got that?
Where are my gamers at?
Chat hands.
I got that.
Raise your manejas if you got that.
Give us a Twitch Prime sub if you got that.
Raise your manejas.
Do that.
I want to go back to doing cool shit.
Yeah. Oh,
I
want to
film... We saw Dolomite, and I felt so inspired. Yeah. I was like, I want to just do a Dolomite where I'm the main character. And I'm like beating people up, and everybody's in love with me. Mm. It'd be so fun. But except make Dolomite cooler. Like, I could talk to ghosts and control them or something.
Yeah. Well,
a necromancer Dolomite. Fuck yeah!
That'd be sick.
Anyways, I'm working on that. After this podcast, I'm going home and writing that.
Well, today I had that thought because I was thinking to myself... I was trying to remember. I was like, I hadn't thought much about the podcast today when I got here. I got here kind of early, and I was like, wait, we are doing one, right? And I was thinking, like, yeah, Brian's coming, right? He didn't say he wasn't. And then I thought to myself, yeah, Brian's coming. That's in the cards. And I remember we kept saying that the day we went out to the wrestling thing. We did an episode of Friend Dimension with
Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Mundo, yeah.
Yeah.
And at the, what was the name of the, I can't remember any details about this.
It was at Lucha Underground.
At Lucha Underground. Like, yeah. And I remember we went there and we kept saying, all right, is this in the cards? No, I don't think that's in the cards.
It's not in the cards.
We just kept saying that throughout the day. And saying that to myself, I thought, man, yeah, we went to that wrestling thing. I miss doing stuff like that. How come we haven't gone out and done something like that in a long time? And then I thought, well, yeah, all fucking year we've been trapped in this hellhole. With this pandemic, it's like I forgot. At this point, I'm not even remembering the reason we're here. It's like, yeah, my brain is crusted over.
We're going to make cool videos and keep the fans entertained. Yeah, it's tough, but we somehow managed to pull it off.
Yeah. We're pulling it off,
and
guys.
More to come. If you guys
stay tuned for my Necromancer Dolomite ripoff. Coming soon.
Dolcosta.
Such a good idea.
That sounds good. But you were, before I started the plugs, Derek, were you going to talk about something you were playing?
Video games? Yeah, you play anything?
You know, I'm all over Steam, so I downloaded probably like 5 or 6 games this week. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of stuff on sale. I think GamesCon is going on.
Yes, GamesCon from in Europe, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of like new indie titles and demos being released on Steam that looked interesting, but I kind of had sensory overload, so I'm going to need a week to sort through everything I bought before I could give some proper thoughts on it.
Sure.
The thing I'm most excited for is a game I've been waiting for years, Planet Coaster. I just got it 75% off.
Whoa.
On Steam. Thank you very much.
What is that?
It's like a Roller Coaster Tycoon type game.
Hell yeah.
It's the latest edition.
Cool.
I'm into simulation and strategy games. I think I'm the only person here in Mega 64 who finds that stuff fun and relaxing. I'm really into it, actually. Mm. So if anybody ever wants to have a full podcast where we talk about Civilization, Age of Empires, tycoon games, sandbox games, I am down. Space exploration games. I've been playing Civilization 6, but I gave up because it was pretty boring. Mm. If you've played Civilization 4 and 5, this one has very little new stuff to it.
Okay, more of the same?
Yeah, I know you guys don't play Civ games.
I don't.
I don't think you guys would like them. I don't think.
No, I didn't like Sim City, so I never went further than that.
I really get big into like system management, you know, like, oh, if I adjust my resources here, it'll give these guys more, which give these guys more, which means more money. Like, that stuff is fascinating to me. What have you guys been playing this week? Well,
I just want to say, I interject there. Every time I hear the word sim, I think back to when my brother was a kid. He got a card. There was someone in our family named Jim, and he got a card from them, but he spelled Jim so sloppy on the card, it looked like Sim. And my brother, almost his whole life, thought the guy's name was Sim. So we went over here. Yeah, we're going to go to his house. Yeah, so we're going to stop and see Sim first. And no one corrected it for like 4 or 5 years. And so then after a while, it's like, are you making a joke? What? Sim. Is Jim? Oh God, I thought he wrote Sim.
You know, it's his little kid stuff. He just gets planted.
Yeah, and then no one corrects it.
No one corrects it. They think he's doing a cute thing.
Emma and Beckett were really little. They would call Parmesan cheese Parmage. Can I get some Parmage?
Parmage.
And so now
that sounds like surfers. Like hit me with the Parmage.
It's just been like Sawyer and Lennon. We always called it Parmage, so they just thought it was called Parmage. Because it's like, because we were just saying, because that's what it was, just, it became a thing. And it, last week, I fucking cracked the code. This thing has been going on since they were like little, like 12 years. And I realized I was saying Parmesan, they thought Parmage on your pizza. Like,
so they were Parmesan?
They thought it was called, you want Parmesan? You want Parmage on this? I finally figured out what happened 12 years ago. But little kid, but Sawyer and Lennon had no idea it was not called Parmage because we always called it that.
Oh, dude, you scarred him for life.
It always makes me laugh what little kid beliefs actually go unchecked for like 20 years.
Yeah.
For me, the one I could think of for myself was buffalo wings.
Oh, they're made of buffalo?
I didn't know they were chicken. Every commercial had fucking buffaloes floating out of the sky.
Yeah.
I'm like 14 years old and someone says, here, you want some chicken? And I'm like, that's not chickens, buffalo wings. What are you talking about? And they were like, Rocco, what are you talking about?
Why the fuck do they? Oh, buffalo sauce?
I didn't even think it through. I didn't think it was from
a like, buffalo.
If you had put 1 ounce of thought into it, you would have figured it out.
Yeah.
But why would
But I
you?
Never did. I just went, buffalo wings.
Do they come from like Buffalo, New York? Or
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know? Buffalo sauce. It comes from Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. Okay.
That's
why.
Sauce on wings equals Buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings.
Oh.
Because okay. Yeah, I was trying to backtrace it and go, why the fuck is there
speaking of kids,
even a buffalo involved?
I was out and about the other day, and I saw this kid, probably, you know, maybe 11 or 12. And I realized something about kids that I always knew but could never, like, pinpoint. You ever notice there's a... I feel like this is a thing with boys of a certain age where they have, like, the derpiest, most unself-aware walk and stance. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you learn not to do this, but, like, you just have, like, belly out, ass out, and you just look completely, like, fucking dopey. Do you remember this? I'll try to demonstrate. I saw this kid doing it, and I was like, I used to walk like that. When you stop walking like this, that means your innocence is lost. But it's kind of like...
Yeah.
I can't get a full body. You know, like, this or something?
The Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go on the set here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of...
walk around like this, too, just excited to see stuff.
This is tripping me
belly
out.
Out. Butt out.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you doing stuff here?
Timmy, you just knocked over...
Oh, I'm sorry.
...your Aunt Susan's wedding photos. Just completely
I
clueless.
I think what that is they've recently gone through a huge growth spurt and their body can't quite figure out what's happening yet. Like it's
yeah. It made me feel like I wish there were adults that still.
I mean, you can bring
like,
it back.
You've seen a baby man before, though. Haven't you ever seen, like, at the grocery store, you see, like, a baby man and, like...
Is that a man baby or
it's like
baby
a man,
man
who dresses like he's in AC/DC with, like, little blue short shorts and, like, a baseball cap on.
Oh, that's me.
And like
at
a shirt,
store. Like I'm a little guy with the short shorts and the ball cap.
Little, like a real baby man where he's like old,
and he's buying like Hungry Man microwave dinners.
Yeah, or like candy because he's still.
Where do you?
He's buying like candy and soda.
I'm just making this up.
He's got like a little. He dresses like Ness from Mother, and Earthbound, like a baby man.
Are you shopping at Ralph's?
Or? Yeah, at the Ralph's, and he buys soda and candy.
Cedar Brothers? What the fuck? Oh, are you going to Whole Foods, Gary?
He walks out in the parking lot, and he's throwing yo-yos and shit.
What are you saying?
A baby man! You guys don't...
All right, Gary, you keep describing things I've done and things I've worn and places I've shopped and saying, have you seen the baby man?
I can't describe it.
And you say baby man louder, like, that's going to help me figure out what's happening.
And he follows me home, and he's making this thing with his tongue, and I just don't want to see the baby.
He lives
man
with mom
anymore.
Still. It's a thing.
Oh, he's the bye bye man's
okay,
friend.
My mind just broke. Who the fuck is the baby man?
You'll see him, dude.
Who the fuck is the baby man?
Yeah.
And why is he following Garrett?
Come, Bloomhouse Theaters.
Who's the fucking baby man?
Dude, baby man's haunting our studio.
Fucking
that's who it is.
Man.
Baby man.
Holy shit. Now I fear the baby man.
I'll write the script. Just call me, guys.
He can only be defeated by the man baby.
He's got the short shorts and a ball cap.
And he's buying a lot of candy.
He's buying a lot of candy, and he's the baby man.
No, he looks like he dresses.
He has a yo-yo.
Yeah,
a
yo-yo
that was
an
Angus Young
with
reference, yeah.
Strangely with my yo-yo.
Jesus.
Oh, I know. Shorts. Oh, the school boy outfit. That, the AC/DC look. I get
school
that
schoolboy outfit look.
Yeah,
that was
I
a
get
reference.
That now.
This is a reference. You know, he's got a rattle and a lollipop for you.
So, as for what we played, I did get to play... I'm still playing the I beat BioShock Infinite, but I'm replaying. I only did it once, the DLC that they made for that, which is really, really good. But I played that. But the new thing that I played is I got that Vader Immortal VR game. It's finally out as of last week, I think, on PSVR now.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It was about I think it's like $30, and it's 3 episodes, and each one is like, they're not that long. I mean, they're maybe an hour. But It gives you a little bit of everything in terms of like what you can do in VR, good and bad. Like a lot of it is like, okay, every VR thing has me do this. Like, oh, look, we put this thing out, pull the lever. Oh, now turn it. Now do this. Now do that. Now grab this ladder. You know, there's some things that are like, okay, this is like par for the course for VR. But in between all those things, I mean, they teach you how to use a lightsaber and stuff. And that's pretty fun. Like,
yeah,
they're shooting lasers at you and it's like, no, you got to deflect this shit back. And wah, 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 you know, like they teach you all that, like a training droid teaches you how to block properly and like all that stuff. I think you would enjoy it, Sean, like if you played it with the kids and stuff.
Sure.
The only thing that I really am just kind of whatever on is I just don't like it requires the motion controllers.
Ooh.
And I just don't like those. Like really? Like the PlayStation Move devices are so I hope there's a new PSVR that comes out with PS5 or whatever that has more accurate controllers or whatever for that. Because I just feel like the method that they have of like a webcam looking for these PS3 devices
is not working.
It's just not. Yeah, it's constantly, you know, it's like, I just wish they had a better solution for that. But it's a fun game though.
Yeah. Do you get to be Vader? Because that was kind of the debate last podcast.
No, you have been summoned there because Vader is going through, he's trying to get someone to like open this thing for him.
Okay.
And it's like a jar of food. No, it's like a stuck. There's pickles. A whole plot. I won't get into it, like he's been like he's trying to find like a helper, basically.
An apprentice.
And it is cool because like you've got your own ship and a droid that helps you and all this, and they put you in the cockpit and all that stuff. It's really cool. But then when you go into like this base, you know, the imperial base and all that stuff, you meet Vader and they do a really good job making him intimidating, and he's like up talking to you and like I don't know, it was creepy. It was good. But it's fun. I think for $30 it's pretty good. If it was $60 I would have been like,
that's cool.
But I think for 30, it's pretty good. So
check it out.
Yeah,
I've been playing a shitload of Fall Guys still. That's a
really?
That, yeah, I mean, it's
you play Fall Guys too. Yeah, but I'm kind of bored with it.
I get that, right? And I am kind of bored with it too. But my kids love it so much that we just take turns.
It's the same three challenges, and then every once in a while you get like a fourth or fifth.
Yeah, and once I did them all, I was like, okay, I've done them all.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. I mean, I'm not gonna die on this hill. Like, I totally get it.
Have you ever won? Hey,
no,
that was a good pun.
I've got to the finals once, and that was it.
I got to the finals once as well.
Same here.
I was in 10th place.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, dude, fucking Lennon got to the finals once. Damn. I was blown away by this, but yeah, that. And I've been my kids have been super into Breath of the Wild, so I started playing as well.
I saw that video.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sawyer beat a boss that she worked on for a very long time,
and she was so fucking happy.
Yeah, it was weird because she kept asking for help on this boss, and I kept saying no, because it's like you have to learn, like you got to do it. Like you wanted to start this game, like you have to do it.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
She like seriously practiced and like got more stats and like got better suits, and then
she got good.
She got good at it, and then she beat it. So she's super proud of herself. But it's funny, I'm playing again, and I don't remember anything about this game. Like I what is it with my brain that's just like, yo, I beat this game. I spent hundreds of hours in this world. Why can't I remember anything? Like, what happened? Like, well, how do you use the glider? I don't even remember that. Like,
300 hours of a game 3 years ago, though. I mean, it makes sense that some things would get lost in that giant mass of things.
I hope that so. Happened. I guess so.
Yeah. It's because your brain is built for survival, and you don't need to retain Zelda information.
Yeah, that wasn't important to me. It's so a gift. Just let it go,
because you could always replay or that's go what re-watch I think too.
Like,
favorite
I can
movies.
Go back and like it's like playing it for the first time for me. Sure. So that's good news.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I know people who have said that, like, oh, I wish I could erase Breath of the Wild from my brain and play it again like it was brand new. Well, there you go.
You could be me.
What you actually might want to look into, and this is serious, did you guys see any of Elon Musk had a Neuralink? Press conference about Neuralink?
I did see
that. What is that?
Well, they're testing it on a pig. Okay. But it's a device put in your mind that will help with memory, no joke, enhance memory, what do you call it?
Speech.
I could use it right
now.
Yeah,
you need it. Let me drill a hole in your head.
Motors, or like, I don't know, skills and stuff. Like, enhance an implant to enhance brain function.
Nice.
Wow.
And they're trying it with a pig, and apparently it's working pretty damn good. That pig is kicking ass.
Not see the thing with Elon Musk, but I have seen other people with head devices that measure the muscle convulsions in like your jaw. So it maps like when you speak, what signals your brain is sending to your mouth to make those words. And then it's able to pick up those signals and know what words you're thinking before you speak them.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, like, if they can hone this technology, they'll be able to do speechless communication, like technology-assisted telepathy.
Yes.
And then building on that, I've seen another researcher who is developing pretty much the same thing, like a helmet that sits on your head, but you use it to control a droid to move it around. And then the final thing I want to add is apparently the person who kind of was on the forefront of like satellite radio and getting that technology started is now working on downloading people's minds onto a hard drive so that like it's essentially a duplicate of you. It's after you die, that duplicate will be there, be like, well, I still have all the memories. And
so like if you wanted to, like, let's say back in times, I want to talk to Julius Caesar. Let's see what his memory said. And you can go access his memory and like look at all that stuff like later on when he's
essentially it would be like Siri or Alexa, but it would be data informed from Sean's memories.
Whoa.
So in the future, I would talk to an AI and be like, hi, Sean. And your voice would come on and be like, what's up, dude? And be like,
"Whoa!"
I think they were talking. The video I saw came out a few years ago, but they were interviewing the test computer for it. And they were like, you know, talking to it, do you know you're a computer? And it's like, I know that I am a duplication of somebody's memories, but I don't know what that makes me. You know, something like that.
Yeah. She's putting her partner into that computer, right?
I believe so.
The lady who came up with all the Sirius XM technology.
Crazy.
Yes.
I saw that article too. That was crazy.
Yeah, I think she, and I don't know if her wife passed away or is going to
or something. So they're trying to feed as much data into her.
Oh my God.
Ray Kurzweil guy's trying to do shit like that, bring his dad back, too.
Wow. So Elon Musk.
That's heavy.
It's kind of adding into that feel.
Yeah.
So this thing, in the short-term goals, this chip, he's like, it enhances certain parts of the brain, which would improve memory, all this other stuff. But he's like, but in the short term, I really think this can be like, you know, there's people who get injured and then they cannot use their legs again.
Right.
Or they can't whatever. And this would help with that. This would bring those motor skills back to where those severed kind of links or whatever would potentially, you could gain your movement back, or maybe you had something catastrophic happen to you, you know, in that way. It would help with that. But he's like, long term, what I see is like conceptual telepathy, which is if we both had that chip, we could
just have a conversation.
We could be
Ghost in the Shell.
We could be thinking to each other.
Yeah.
So that's essentially the thing I was describing.
Yeah.
Measuring brain.
You've
pulses.
Left out the important note that you have to be willing to drill a 1-inch hole in your skull.
Yeah, but that's but you got to break a few eggs.
I would do it.
But you would you?
Yeah, even if. Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't want to be the first one. Let him do this pig thing.
Yeah, I'd let a few people go first. Then if that's cool, I'm in.
No, I'm not signing up to be the experiment guinea pig. But if it's offered, you know, like if we live in a future where that is on the market, I'm not going to be the old guy who's like, I'm going to use the brain
you'll be
God
left behind,
gave me.
Dude.
Thank you very much.
If the majority of society goes and gets it, you will be literally left behind.
I've always felt, since I was a little kid, if I could just do math like on a calculator, but mentally, game changer. Even just that.
Sure.
Not that this chip is going to offer that or claims to offer
It could, though, Derek.
But I'm all for, technological augmentation and enhancement. That's the logical progression of humans. That's, I would argue, what makes us human. What sets us apart from the animals is making tools
that make
us stronger, smarter, more adapted to survival than we were in our natural form.
Yeah, I hate the permanence of it. If it was like glasses I could put on or something that I put in my ear that I could take out if I want.
It'll start there, right?
But you have fillings in your teeth.
I do. I do.
You already have permanent augmentations in your body that at one point were fucking terrifying. 100 years ago, talking about dentistry, it'd probably be like, no, thank you. I'll just let these bad boys fall out.
That's true.
Yeah.
But here we are, and it's just a normal thing.
You're going to play Breath of the Wild a third time and go, I forgot this again. And you're going to want that chip. And then they put it in. Oh, yeah. I know where all the levels are. And I'm going to tell you right now, if that pig can do all the calculations and I can't, I'm going to get jealous.
Dude, Elon Musk is just making a whole breed of super pigs that are come and get us back for the bacon.
He said, I'm doing this. I want to curtail I want to curb the future and where it's headed, where advanced AI outwits us.
We'll be up there
with
you.
He's like, AI is going to have an explosion. We're going to hit that singularity point where it outwits us. But hey, if we can cut it off at the pass, get these augments to where we're better than them,
this is crazy.
You better. I'm getting chipped.
Cyberpunk
ASAP.
2077.
Get the drill. I'm ready.
Cyberpunk 2020. Drill my head, Elon.
But yeah. Elon Musk already said life is a simulation. So what do I believe?
Nah.
He's trying to master the simulation.
Simulate the hole in your head. And what do you have to worry about?
He also said cars can drive themselves, but last I heard, they were killing people.
That's happened like
once or twice. Got to break a couple eggs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. People do it. People fuck up.
I am not an egg. I am a human.
You're no Humpty Dumpty.
I'm no.
I am a person.
I ain't no chicken queef.
I am not a number.
I'm what God made me.
I'm a free man.
Dude. Well, Iron Maiden, I get it.
That's a wrap, baby.
Thanks for tuning in.
I think that's a great time to stop.
We have stuff that will open from our PO box, so stay tuned for the after show.
Yeah.
Or if you're watching on Tuesdays, go over to our Make 64 Archives YouTube channel, and then you can watch it there.
It's there for
and
you.
And enjoy it. I know you will.
We didn't ask Johnny to do any nonsense, nothing out of the ordinary. We just want to have nice, peaceful time for our boy.
That's good, because every week we make a joke, and then Johnny goes off the deep end.
And he stresses. Yeah. He sweats.
Matrix parodies. Hey, he's trying to turn this into the Johnny show, frankly. Nice try, buddy.
Hey, there was a real... I feel like there was a real debate this last week, because I don't even remember what I said. Where it was like, Johnny, make a crazy ending or make
we said something like that.
Careful what you say.
And
now
we showed up Monday and he had this Matrix bit made.
Yeah.
And then I felt like there was a real debate because I was so like, I was laughing at it, but I was thinking to myself, there's like real Matrix movie footage in this. I should probably not put that in the podcast.
Mm.
But then Derek,
fucking Warner,
you didn't seem like you were in support of the Matrix bit. You care to comment?
Oh, we're judging judging cut footage now?
It wasn't cut. I put the link in.
Didn't even make it into the show.
I put the link in the description.
What does that mean? The link in?
Like, in the podcast commission for last week,
Parmesan.
I linked to...
Parmesan.
What? I don't get what...
No, he said the link in. What's the link in?
You said you put the link in,
he kept going, what's the link in?
Abraham
what's the
link in?
It was Parmesan all over again.
The Matrix thing got cut, so in the description, you had to click on an external link to
If you wanted to. Same with his 3-hour podcast.
Oh, Johnny.
If you wanted to watch the whole thing, you can.
It's a whole ordeal.
It's a whole thing.
We want a simple, tight ending, Johnny. We want to make your life better. Yeah. We want to make it calm. We love you.
I just felt bad because we showed up and he did a old Matrix skit we couldn't use because it used footage from the movie. So... Johnny, simple ending, no bells and whistles.
Something like fiend, you know?
Yeah, classy. Just like text.
Johnny, I keep forgetting to set up a cameo for myself, so you gotta do that for me. That's your task.
Yeah, set up his cameo.
Do that.
But don't do anything.
Don't edit anything, though.
Don't put that in here.
Also,
if
you
want
to build me some desks for my kids to do at-home learning, that'd be great. Thank you.
Oh, do you have to do that?
Yeah.